guy, Shabalala, is taking a well-deserved break. It's been a three-day work week for him. It was hard. He's struggling. He'll be back, I think, next week, Tuesday. Coming off the bench, Fahile Crouch.
Thanks, Darren. Let's kick off with football. Arsenal failed to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points following a goalless draw against Liverpool at the Emirates Stadium. Now, the result ended a five-game winning run for Mikel Arteta's side. Nevertheless, they come through the congested festive schedule with a six-point advantage over title rivals Manchester City and Aston Villa.
I think they decided on the quality of the boys showed in this period, which is the most demanding one through the year, to do what they've done. Big credit to them. And as I said, coming out through that period in the position that we are, I think we have to be proud.
And then the first two quarterfinals of the Africa Cup of Nations take place today. Senegal are unbeaten in the competition so far. They take on Mali. Hosts Morocco face Cameroon in a clash between two of the favourites to win the tournament. And then over to cricket. Inclement weather had the final say at Wanderers, calling off the clash between Joburg Super Kings and Paarl Royals in the first innings. Faf du Plessis and James Vince shared an opening partnership of 73 as the home side posted 187 for 6 in their 20 overs. Lightning and rain ultimately denied the Boerland side their innings. Both teams were awarded 2 points, lifting the Super Kings to 17, while the Royals remain in third on 15 points. And then Durban Super Giants have a tough challenge ahead at Kings Meet later as they face Tristan Stubbs Sunrisers Eastern Cape. That one gets underway at 5:30. And then closing off with tennis, former champions Stan Wawrinka, Jordan Thompson and Chris O'Neill have received the last three wild cards for the men's singles main draw of the Australian Open. Wawrinka won the title at Melbourne Park in 2014 and reached the semifinals in 2015 and 2017, as well as advancing to the 2020 quarterfinals. This year will be the Swiss Stars' final season on tour. Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Fahile Crouch.